With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. The Biden campaign is hoping to capitalize on Arizona's controversial new abortion ruling.
Abortion was already a campaign issue this year as states grapple with the fallout from the overturning of Roe v. Wade. But Arizona's Supreme Court added fuel to the debate this week when it upheld an 1864 law that criminalizes nearly all abortions. Democrats immediately pounced on the ruling and blamed Donald Trump. He responded by saying the law goes too far. Vice President Harris visits Arizona today to make the case for abortion access. Greg Clugston, Washington.
House Speaker Mike Johnson is set to make an appearance alongside Mr. Trump at Mar-a-Lago today. Reports say the two will hold a news conference focused on election integrity. Also at SRNnews.com, federal officials released more details on the crash of an electric vehicle in Texas.
The National Transportation Safety Board says that the data from the 2022 Mustang Mach-E SUV showed that Ford's Blue Cruise driver assist system was in use ahead of the February 24th crash. The Mach-E struck the rear of a 1999 Honda CR-V that was stopped in the middle of three lanes around 9:50 p.m. Another driver who was able to avoid the CR-V told investigators that neither its tail nor hazard lights were working at the time. The wreck is one of two crashes being investigated. In both cases, the Mach-E's hit vehicles stopped on freeways at night. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
O.J. Simpson is dead at the age of 76 after a battle with cancer. He was charged with brutal murders of his ex-wife, Nicole, and her friend, Ron Goldman, in the 90s. He was found not guilty, but later served time in a Nevada prison for robbery and kidnapping charges involving the theft of memorabilia. This is SRN News. America is getting a history lesson in the fight over abortion.
The Arizona Supreme Court's decision to enforce an abortion ban dating to 1864 is throwing a spotlight on a little-known part of this country's past, namely that people in the 19th century were well aware of abortion and were determined to stop it. Doctors led the way with the American Medical Association, formed in 1847, helping convince every state in the Union to ban abortion by the year 1880. Times, as they say, have certainly changed. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
An 18-year-old man accused of planning to attack churches in a northern Idaho city using a metal pipe, butane fuel, a machete, and potentially his father's guns. Alexander Mercurio is charged with attempting to provide material support to ISIS. Investigators say he adopted the Muslim faith against his Christian parents' wishes and was in contact with FBI informants posing as Islamic State group supporters. This is SRN News. For the fourth time in state history, the no fishing sign is posted in California.
Federal fishery managers voted to cancel all commercial and recreational salmon fishing off the coast for the second year in a row because of dwindling stocks. Wednesday's unanimous vote by the Pacific Fishery Management Council is a blow to the state fishing industry that supports tens of thousands of jobs. Like 2023, this year's decision was made in order to protect California's waning salmon populations after drought and water diversions resulted in river flows that are too warm and slow for the state's Chinook salmon to flourish. Rhonda Rockster reporting.
Harvard University says it's reinstituting standardized tests as a requirement for admission beginning with the class of 2029, joining other colleges that are once again mandating tests for those hoping to enter the schools. They had been using a test optional policy. More details at SRNnews.com.